always to Brian Vlaga. Great to catch up with him.
I'm not sure Jesse wants to hear from him on Saturday night, though, because he will not be texting you during your wedding. Not your wedding, but the wedding you're attending, if the Badgers are winning. So we'll see if that comes to fruition. We'll also see if we have a Game 5. Hopefully there's just a Game 3 today, and then they're done with it, and the Brewers can move on to the NLCS. Jesse, I'm curious, on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, Tausch's outstanding question about the coach you trust the most, what kind of feedback have we been getting on that?
So Dusty in Partyville texted this one in. Mike McCarthy? I think that's got to be a joke, right?
Well, there's also a few folks in the YouTube comments. I'm trying to find who it was because I'd like to give them credit. Asking if, since Mike McCarthy's around town anyway, if Matt LaFleur would consider bringing him in as a consultant.
For clock management?
Well, maybe not for that specific role, but
I ain't gonna lie to you. If that happened, wow. I don't think we could even do a show. I think this whole internet thing would just blow up. Yeah, if Mike McCarthy comes in as the, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Probably not.
I don't envision that. No,
but nevertheless,
Mike, you know what? I think everybody has given Mike, you know, again, the Sean Payton comparisons, and I think people have slighted Mike a little bit, and I think part of it is because he's a heavier set fella, just being honest. I think that there's something to that.
Very frustrating.
And I think there's some clock management has not always been pristine.
That's hard to do.
And the fact that I think everybody looks at peak Aaron Rodgers, not enough championships. You factor all three of those things in. But as Mike McCarthy has told us many times, he is a highly, highly successful NFL coach. And his organization and his structure and his players love him. There's a lot of things that I'm sure Matt LaFleur could, if he picked his brain, utilize Mike's knowledge. So yeah. I know Jesse maybe thought that was a joke and whatnot. And obviously Mike is not coaching as we sit here right now. But Mike's coached for a long time, 20-some-odd years in this league. You don't last that long if you don't know what the heck you're doing.
Nope. You're right about that.
Do have another text from Eric in Green Bay on the LaFleur versus Halfley specific discussion.
Taking a break from his Boldathon Twitter account.
Yes. Appreciate Eric's contributions. I think more fans trust the assistant because he hasn't been the one responsible for late game decisions
well,
that are
let
head
me
coaches.
Pause as you can finish.
Okay.
Unless his name is Bisaccia, Drayton, Zook, Barry,
Zook,
Dom Capers, et cetera, so continue, but I'm gonna poke some holes in Eric's point before you keep going.
It's kind of like college football where the most popular player on every team is the highly touted backup quarterback, which we have experienced in my years doing the pregame and postgame shows for ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. The amount of backup quarterbacks people have clamored for that never came to fruition.
Not in the Luke Fickell era we haven't. The starting quarterback that's hurt is the most popular.
That's because the backup's always playing very, very quickly.
And everybody else is saying the backup shouldn't be playing. I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Jell.
Pre-Fickell. I forget some of the names that have come
PF.
And gone over the years.
Okay.
Yeah, pre-Fickell.
Okay.
Yeah, that could also be post-Fickell, so we probably need to find new lettering on that. All right, we'll get to a few more of your responses because I am intrigued by this. Jesse also put it on the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed.
Isn't it amazing? Doc Rivers is a world champion coach. And there ain't anybody answering. I don't have access to either.
So you don't know that no one's answering that? You haven't looked?
No,
but you don't know?
I haven't, but I would bet. How many said Doc Rivers?
We'll have Jesse check the text line, and we'll have that answer.
Now you know when Mike McCarthy was up against when he had Mark Tauscher on his team trying to manage the clock.
We'll have less sleep and we'll be grumpy.
After I tell you about our big trip with Colette, I've been telling you about it for a while now. Paula and I and the girls are really excited about this. We leave on July 5th. We're going to England, Scotland, and Wales. We're going to take in the charm of the countryside. We're going to be standing in front of Big Ben. We're going to go to Edinburgh Castle.
Edinburgh?
I'm still not there, am I? It's a struggle.
Better than it was.
We'll also
originally
stop by the storybook villages of Chester and Shakespeare's Stratford-upon-Avon. We're going to see the scenic countryside and the rolling green hills. We're going to go to the medieval, one of Tausch's favorite words, city of York. All the great landmarks, cozy villages, bustling city streets. I hope we can stop by where Ted Lasso was filmed. That's one of the things I'd like to see. Peaceful countryside views. You'll experience all the very best of Britain's history, culture, and beauty. And you'll do it with us. Text TRAVEL to 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. The same number you use to tell us who the coach is that you trust the most. Or just go to ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com. That's ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com. I'm told we've gotten
really
a lot of responses already.
It'd be unfortunate if there was a coach named Bob Travel. That'd be unfortunate for the talk and text line today.
More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead.
Good one.
Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
To Uncle Homer, but let's find out. Jesse, has anyone who has responded to the coach you trust the most question said Doc Rivers in the Carbless Talk and Text line?
What do you think?
Yeah, lots of them. He's won a championship.
Whoa, Nelly!
Go boo in a bar.
That's amazing. That's an amazing thing, isn't it?
So, how many...
Why?
Kelly Sheffield has won a championship.
You guys won a championship.
Mark Johnson's won a bunch of championships.
Yeah.
And I think Doc Rivers is the only other current Wisconsin head coach who has won a championship as a head coach.
Well, Gardo had that COVID year.
That did happen. You're right, yes. So I guess kind of.
Anyone say Greg Gard on there?
No.
Okay.
Tausch, I'm not surprised by your hypothesis being true that no one has said Doc Rivers. My question for you is, why do you think no one has said Doc Rivers?
I don't know. Well, I think it probably
why is it when I say that it's a problem? When you say that, you just say it. I don't know.
I ask you pointed questions. This is, you're like, well, why do you think this? I mean, I don't know.
I'm sorry. I say, it's not a pointed enough question to ask you, why do you think no one has said Doc Rivers?
Why do you think? It's like, well, I don't know why other people think that. I mean, it's not like I asked you, what are you seeing at training camp? Oh, ooh. It's a little different. I think we can agree on that. I mean, the words are the same, but I think there's different.
Nervous energy.
Can I rescue this? I think no one said Doc Rivers probably because he won one place but has been unsuccessful in pursuit of a title in many other places.
Well, that's a good answer, Jesse.
And therefore, you don't just weigh the one as a success versus all the ones that were unsuccessful in his pursuits.
How many more people are saying Jeff Hafley than Matt LaFleur, kind of like your backup quarterback point that you made earlier?
So nobody has said Jeff Hafley, but I think they're only thinking about head coaches. So should we poll? Should we poll that separately? Because I think that's a really interesting question.
Poll what separately?
Who do you trust more, Matt LaFleur or Jeff Hafley?
I mean, I think the question is Pat Murphy or Matt LaFleur.
Pat Murphy's going to win that in the landslide,
Pat Murphy's,
isn't he?
Pat Murphy's stock is an all-time high right now.
Correct.
It's high.
If we'd asked in May when Jesse was inquiring about his job status, it would have been different.
It's actually high, and when you think about it, his big, bold move didn't even work.
You're right.
That's the beautiful part about it, and that's where, again, it comes back to the team being able to overcome. Everybody's like, oh, well, except I read a couple of guys' reports yesterday. Well, Pat Murphy figured it out. Well, he figured it out because Vaughn hits a three-run bomb and Churio hits a three-run bomb. Like, the plan and the strategy was an abject failure in the first inning. Like, it probably couldn't have went any worse. You had to bring a reliever in the second inning earlier and did it. So you can't really have it both ways. Like, sometimes you make big moves and they don't work. It happens. It's sports. You end up being a heck of a lot better manager and coach when you have a really good and special team that can overcome adversity and be resilient. That's where Pat Murphy has shined. He has built a team with a culture of resiliency, tenacity, and a mental toughness that allows you to overcome what a lot of teams wouldn't be able to. That's where Pat Murphy gets a lot of attaboys as we sit here on the 8th of October. The great Ides of October, if you will.
Great points by you, Caesar. Well done. Also great when you tell us about your love of Tito's vodka.
Tito's vodka, it's great. You can, if you want to take off a full day of work before a 4 o'clock Brewers game or an 8 o'clock Brewers game, you want to start with a Bloody Mary. Make sure it's Tito's. Then you want to have a Tito's and tonic to kind of take it in for lunch. Make sure it's Tito's in your glass. And then for a nightcap, a Tito's cranberry, a Tito's lemonade, a Titorito, whatever it is, just make sure you're mixing it with Tito's handmade vodka. And you know what? Besides its great drink, they also do a lot of great things in the community, partnering with nonprofits and doing real good in the communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. So the next time you're raising a glass, make sure it's Tito's handmade vodka in it, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Uncle Homer joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
The Homer Hour is longer than an hour today.
Oh, snap.
It's also on at a different time.
Oh, snap.
As we reconfigure the schedule, as the Brewers and Cubs battle at Wrigley Field, 4:08 first pitch on 100.5. ESPN Madison, 620 WTMJ. So you will hear Homer in Milwaukee on ESPN Milwaukee from 2 until 4. And you will hear him in Madison, where he belongs, from 2 till 3:30. And you'll hear him on Wildy and Tausch right now. Hi, Steve. Falcon?
Falcon is okay. Steve is not okay. It's not my name.
Did you legally change it?
No, this is radio. I thought we were on radio. You guys are still on radio, right?
Well, I don't know. Are you?
Yes, I am, and I'm Homer.
All right, Falcon. How you feeling about Brewers-Cubs today?
I mean, they're on a roll. Everything's going their way. They're going to win this series. It'd be nice if they could win in a sweep so that the Cubs fans will boo their team on their home field as they get off the field. But
nice.
You don't know that for sure. Yeah, this would be historic. to sweep the Cubs against the manager who left to go to that team.
Yeah.
It's never, I mean, just not. Would be like the Packers beating the Vikings and Brett Favre.
Well, they did that in 2010.
They did, yeah.
No, but I mean in a playoff situation.
Oh.
Something
for like in the NFC Championship game. This is not Detroit, man.
Yeah.
This is the Super Bowl.
That yes. And by the way, this discussion that you've had irritates me because the person
Perfect.
That needs to be talked about is Matt Arnold. Matt Arnold is three to four times as important as the manager. Teams win because of general managers, not coaches. The general manager
Did
is
you,
somewhere between
Homer.
Three or four times as important. Ron Wolf is three times as important as Mike Holmgren for that championship. Ted Thompson
Homer,
is three times more important than Mike McCarthy for that championship. And the discussion, a lack of it about general managers is sad.
We talked about coaches. You can't have 100 different conversations wrapped up into one. You can pick and then you can go there, but that's not what we asked.
And I'm telling you, before you do it, why don't you discuss equipment managers?
God, you are a beaut.
So you don't think Pat Murphy and the attitude that he set through the clubhouse and the lineup and the pitching and you don't think that has any inkling on anything with the Milwaukee Brewers being ahead of the Cubs right now?
I didn't say anything. I said the selection
Well, you
of
just
the
did.
Players.
Well, why don't you put the equipment
no,
manager rankings up there next?
Times,
da, 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 da.
Okay, hold on. Three or four times more important. So you could talk about the equipment manager, and I would say no, the manager.
No, you'll
is
do that on your
four
show.
Times more
I'm sure.
Important.
Who is the equipment manager that you trust the most?
Dominic Gentile. It's the only one I could name.
He was a trainer.
Whatever.
So I'm glad you bring this up, though. Honestly, I mean, it's not what we were discussing, but
are
so
you?
I am because
why are
I
you
do
glad?
Well because I am interested in player acquisition vis-a-vis managing and coaching, right? Like, let's be honest. We look at the Packers, and we spend, even me, who has been accused of being too critical of the Gutenator, we spend more time criticizing Matt LaFleur than we do Goody. Right? Now,
depends who you're talking to,
I would argue... No, I think we've criticized Matt LaFleur a fair amount this season, right? And Tom Silverstein is a good piece on PackersNews.com where he breaks down some of his criticisms of Matt LaFleur and the coaching staff writ large in the first four games.
Does he lead with the special teams guy or not?
He doesn't lead with him, but he spends a majority of the story on it. So, yes.
Yeah.
But... you know, right now, after four games with a lot more football to be played, as great, and they are great. You heard me say it to Goody in a press conference to his face. Josh Jacobs, Xavier McKinney weren't just home run signings. They were grand slam signings. And he said, thank you, Jason. I said, you're welcome, Goody. Now I'm going to finish my question. But right now, what are Aaron Banks and Nate Hobbs? Not great, right? They're definitely not home runs, but there's four games in. There's still 13 more to go, but the early returns haven't been great. But we're not really talking about that. We're talking about bungling time management. We're talking about whether you should have run the ball instead of Love throwing it at the end of the Browns game. Like, this is the time of year that you critique the people that run the stuff that's on the field and less so about the people who acquire the players who are on the field. And we have not spent, at least on our show, very much time at all talking about what Matt Arnold has done. So that's why I'm glad you bring him up, because while Pat Murphy seemingly has pushed all the right buttons except that one time when he starred Ashby in Game 2, he's got a lot of really good buttons to push because of the way they built this team. So, Homer, since you brought him up, how do you view what Matt Arnold has done, especially following a guy that we thought was pretty damn good at the job before him, and maybe he was the guy behind the guy making all that happen?
80% of the success is due to him. And Stearns, that you'd have to go back and look at. But, yeah, it's always about the players. Tausch knows that. And, yes, you can talk about whatever you want, and there's no wish to talk about that. And Murphy has done great. People love him. He's a perfect fit for Milwaukee. But my premise is, who screwed up last year in the playoffs? Was it the players or Murphy?
Why don't you tell us who you think it was?
No, I don't. I'm just saying. I just want – it's a strong opinion I have about all sports that the general manager is so much more important than the head coach. Vince Lombardi as a general manager might have been better than he was as a coach.
All right, you poo-poo this a lot. You poo-poo it with the pitching coach and the hitting coach. Which of sports?
All are different situations. It's not accurate. You're going to put me down. Let me
you
just
poo-poo.
Make it clear.
Homer, you've coach, said you could be the Brewers hitting coach
what?
Numerous times.
All right, fine. Say whatever I say, and then just give my opinion on this issue. There's no reason.
Well, you said
talk.
It, Homer.
Why
you, have you
Homer
not
show?
Said? Have you not
because
said
I like
that
having
in the past?
You on, that's why.
Homer, have you not said that you
said,
could be the hitting coach?
Tell me what I've said. I agree with everyone. Whatever you
stop
say,
pouting.
I've said. Okay.
Will
fine.
You stop
okay,
pouting?
Fine.
Have you said that you could be the hitting coach for the Brewers?
Yes, because the job is impossible. It's impossible to be successful at it. No one has ever been that successful at it. Get named one person.
So
they've all gotten
poo-poo?
Fired. They've all had it for a couple of years. It's incredibly hard to do. It's like putting me in charge of preventing rain. It ain't going to do it. I'm going to fail.
So my point that you don't – that you poo-poo – coaching, especially hitting and pitching coaches.
You can't say coaching. This is one position in all sports that I've said about the hitting coach. I have not. Everything else is different. That's one. That's the unicorn.
How about third base coach?
That's important.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. But hitting coach isn't.
A hitting coach
I just want to understand.
But you fail. No one's been able to do it. So to act like you could hire me, you, anybody to do it, no one can do it. It doesn't work.
I'd hire Tony Gwynn.
Just goes out to eat. Check all the people and how long they last and who's made a difference. It's always about the players that you acquire. The hitting coach, over time, has no impact. It's like asking someone to prevent snow in Wisconsin. Good luck.
So you yell at me about telling you what you're thinking, even though I've heard you say this exact thing 100 times, but you get mad at me for bringing it up.
Okay, go ahead. I concede defeat. Go ahead.
What do you mean you concede defeat?
I
don't
do.
Quit.
You're right. I'm wrong.
Hey, don't be a quitter. Hey, don't quit.
I'm not a quitter. Go on to the next thing. You had a question.
So, Homer, what sport? So, I don't want to put words in your mouth because I don't want you yelling at me.
Oh, come on. You know you do that to him. You know that you do that to him. You know you do it.
I'm not talking to you right now. Hey, go back to free air opener or whatever we called that. Homer, you've just said 80% of it is player acquisition, not coaching. Which
correct.
Of the big sports does coaching make the biggest impact in?
Good question.
Wow. That's a great question. I have them all about the same. It's like 17, 18, 19. So
the
really,
correct answer is NFL football. The correct answer is football. By
okay.
a
wait
long
a minute.
Shot
would you,
continue.
Right. You're doing it again.
No, from my perspective. From my perspective.
That's not what you said.
And explain,
you didn't say
now
wait,
I want to hear Homer's perspective.
Able, well, no, I think the issue in football is that a head coach has to hire other assistants. I think the group is a much bigger issue in football than in basketball or baseball, for using those sports. Hockey, I don't know. Mm. So I'd have to think about that. As a head coach, it's not just what I do, but it's then who do I hire as coordinators? Assistant coaches have huge roles in football. They do not in basketball or baseball. So that would be a huge difference. So that I have to factor in.
So,
but
Homer,
it's still 80-20.
One could say
the percentage doesn't change.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, okay.
You guys
one
were
could
kind of
say
agreeing.
That you poo-poo what the coaches in basketball and baseball have, and that you could do those jobs. That, I mean, you could say that.
No, no, I could not do those jobs.
Oh,
no,
okay.
The only job I could do, only job I could do is hitting coach because it's impossible. You could do it. Jason could do it. My 9-year-old granddaughter could do it because everybody failed. None of them are going to be able to prevent snow in Wisconsin, which, as I said,
I don't know why you
but
keep going
be,
with this.
So, yeah, but,
and by the way,
very,
we haven't even gotten that much snow lately. Like, it hasn't been snow. Last year's winter wasn't very snowy. Well, it wasn't.
Right. Yep.
We got a we had
yep,
a record
right.
low amount of snow last year.
Yep.
So whoever's
you're
doing
right.
that.
You're correct. All right.
In fairness,
I also believe that I could have been the quarterback coach for Aaron Rodgers because all I would have done is
do
whatever
you
want. You
couldn't even host a radio show with him more than one time before they had to go to Wildy, like, if we're being honest.
Hold on. Excellent question, but this would have been different.
Thank you.
Because I would here's what I would have said to Aaron Rodgers. I'm your quarterback coach. You do whatever you want. I will get you coffee or whatever role you need me to play. I will have no input on anything regarding football. I trust you totally with every decision.
Oh, boy.
That, of course, is not the case with a radio show because I'm supposed to be the host. If I
Isn't that what Tom Rossley was to Matt to Brett Favre?
If you say so, I would prefer you on that.
I would just like to push back slightly on you and say that while all hitting coaches may fail, I would say that there are probably varying degrees of how much they do help hitters. And so your 9-year-old granddaughter would probably help them less than, say, the late great Tony Gwynn would.
Well, what's her what's her tee work? Like, what drills does she have on tees?
Soft tossing.
Because that's Tony Gwynn's
specialty. Tosh is a big soft tosser.
Now, does what
work.
I would do. Do whatever you want.
Come
that's
on. See, guys could use some guys need some help.
So maybe Jason, instead of pounding on me, maybe you could say, Tosh, your representation of Homer's coaching was accurate.
What I would say is a hitting coach would be, stay back, hit it the other way, go the other way. That's what I would probably say that.
Homer, has there been anything that surprised you so far about this Brewers-Cubs series?
No, it's just been unbelievable. They have created it, but everything they've needed. Think of this. The Cubs, in the first game, the first guy hits a home run. And, oh, my, first guy batting, and by the end of the first inning, the Brewers are ahead. In the second game, they hit a 3-run homer in the first inning. They get the first two outs against the Brewers. By the end of the first inning, the game is tied. If I was on the Cubs, I'd say we might as well just quit. There's no way. They're good. We're even. They're getting every break. They're the hottest. They're just every break that there is. They're getting. They're creating. It's unbelievable, and it's created such incredible enjoyment. Enjoy whatever the score is. You go as you said during the regular season. But so what? They'll win. They'll find a way.
Yep.
Yep. Homer, again, everyone can listen to you today at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I want to apologize to something I put on Twitter. I said
a lot of ground.
I know. I said I would be signing autographs, and I said I'll sign 10 for $1 each. What I didn't make clear is
that. Was that you'd be paying the dollar?
Yes, that I'd be paying the dollar.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your joke there.
Well, you stepped right on his
joke.
Joke,
it's the truth.
Okay, so I can get an autograph. Is it like a glossy 8x10 of you with your toupee from your WISN TV days?
If you ask for an autograph, I'll sign whatever you want, and I'll give you a dollar. It make me feel good to sign 10 autographs. 10 people wanted my autograph.
Pretty good deal.
That's good. That's a good day. It's only going to cost me $10.
Yeah.
Not a joke. It's the fact, and I didn't make that clear on Twitter. You always want to be clear on Twitter.
Okay. I would like to get one of those 8x10 glossies of you with your toupee. So that is my next goal. I look forward to that.
I think I have such a picture. Channel 12, and I'm off the look.
Do you think they have them there still somewhere in like a filing cabinet?
I believe I have one copy that I could probably get copied. So I think I have one, actually. I may still have the toupee. I really blew it for – I hope they have a Game 5 where the Homer Dome can come back and tell people if the Dome is open or closed. But I don't – I want them to sweep. But But I can help you out with that picture.
All right. And that autograph signing is from 2 to 3:30 in Madison and 2 to 4 on 94.5 ESPN.
That's what
Milwaukee.
I was told. I did not know that. I'm sure you're accurate.
Okay. Glad I could help. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
That is Steve the Homer True, who you can hear today starting at 2 o'clock across ESPN Wisconsin. Right now, you can hear Tausch tell us about American Family Insurance.
Indeed, you can, and life is better with a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance. That's because they're always there to protect your dreams, from hosting a family reunion in your new home to taking a family road trip in your new minivan. So insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance.
Could we just have Tausch tell us what Homer's going to say from 2 to 4 today and then cover?
You do. I mean,
I don't understand why you guys.
You do. You know
do
you do.
What?
You do.
What did I say that was?
He
what did I say that was factually
inaccurate?
And then
you tell him what he. You tell him what you think he should be saying or is saying,
Jason,
or you feel like he should be
I
saying.
What did I say? Do you think Homer values assistant coaches?
No,
in Major League Baseball?
Look,
he
I don't.
Doesn't.
I would like to. So there's a couple things I want to get to Packers related. We got the 11 o'clock hour is kind of stacked with trivia and Jesse's Wonelli and everything else. And we still have a segment left in the 10 o'clock hour. We don't have to talk about Joe Flacco. We can talk about him tomorrow. But this Tom Silverstein story is really interesting, and I do want to spend some time on that. I would say this.
Oh, yeah, I read that this morning. It was good.
Homer likes to oversimplify things for entertainment value and effect, but I do believe he does not, for whatever people think of him, and I happen to love him, he doesn't say things he doesn't believe. Like, he is unique that way. I believe that the shouting people on the debate shows will say things for effect that they don't necessarily believe. I think he believes that every hitting coach in the history of baseball, while they helped to varying degrees, ultimately can't fix everyone. And
so he believes his 9-year-old granddaughter could do the job that the...
Right, because ultimately they're going to fail, is his point. Now, I think he oversimplifies that, and I would say that a good hitting coach, I'm sure, has helped plenty of players throughout the 50-plus years that the Milwaukee Brewers have been in Milwaukee. So he's trying to make a point by oversimplifying it. Just like him coaching Aaron Rodgers. Don't tell me that Tom Clements did not help Aaron Rodgers, even when he was a fully formed Hall of Fame caliber player, that he didn't still help him. He did. But for effect, he likes to say that stuff. The effect that has is it makes it 11:03 and we still have one segment left in the 10 o'clock hour, which comes up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
So, Tausch, you have read from your favorite beat writer his piece on PackersNews.com then?
I did not, no.
Oh.
I was joking.
Wow.
He's your favorite, though.
Can't trust anything this guy says.
Who?
Some might say he's dishonest.
You?
I didn't read it, so what do you want
but
me
But
you
said
you
did.
I wanted to get a reaction from you. Yeah.
Well, now my reaction is disappointment. I will summarize that coming up in the 11 o'clock hour after I tell you about someone who never disappoints you, and that's Vince and his team at Lakeland Supply. If you are in business for and in need of packaging and supply chain help, they're the go-to guys. They're the ones that you want to talk to. And core values are an important piece of what they do. Their core values, which they've been showing in the industrial supply space for more than 40 years, are integrity, excellence, stewardship, partnership, and faith. They're ISO certified, a Future 50 winner. They're top rated in customer satisfaction, and they believe in giving back to the community. Not only that, but Lakeland isn't one of those catalog companies either. They work to be your packaging and supply expert, building plans around what you want. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. So set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at LakelandSupply.com. All right, for those of you clamoring for a Packers conversation, and I know at least some of you folks in the YouTube comments have read Spoon's story, we will talk about that to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. That will happen in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.